News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton. I'm glad my car is securely parked. I don't know if you noticed, but not only have we had two accidents to surround us, one at Airport and 65 and one at a downtowner, they were both hit and run. So it's like we have some bad eggs out on the road here. You know, come on. If you're in an accident.
Yeah, what's new, though? I mean, we see hit and runs all the time. The only difference is better chance of getting away in the fog.
I guess
morning.
So, yeah.
It's
pretty fog, yeah. Maybe the fog may be emboldened them, like, I don't think I have to stop.
It was thick as a bowl of gravy as I drove in morning, and yeah. I don't know if it's just as thick now. I know Fire Dog texted in. He said, fog is so bad on I-10, I can't see the battleship. I proposed maybe they moved it, but I think it's probably sitting right where it's been for many decades. Things are slow, though. Westbound on I-10, we had a semi-truck that was it just stopped, I guess. I don't know what brought it to a halt, but in the tunnel in the right lane, and Cheese Wagon told us about 15 minutes ago that ALDOT was heading in to pull it out. So hopefully traffic gets moving again more easily there, westbound on 10. We haven't seen as many accidents this morning as we did 2 days ago when it was dry and not foggy.
But. Yeah, maybe people have proceeded with a little caution this morning, though that wasn't what you had to say, or Leanna, when she got in here around 7 o'clock. She was like, they're driving as normal out there, which is not good.
We were running this morning. You mentioned Veterans Month last hour, and it does continue here at FM Talk 106.5. You got to listen. There was a really good interview Sean had yesterday, and it was a two-piece. He had Army Major Troy Carrico in, and also Air Force Colonel Doug, call sign Cinco de Mayo, and really good stuff. You got an Army guy and an Air Force in here with Sean, and hilarity ensues, right? But they also talked a lot about their military careers, and Sean even talked with them about the F-35, too, with that making some mention in the news with the Saudi Arabia deals that were made here over the last couple of days. Also, preview today on Midday Mobile, unless things have changed, 1 o'clock now, former Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson set to be on Midday Mobile, and I'm sure that'll be a really interesting conversation, so you want to check that out.
We're going to talk to Ricky Ritchie. He's the CEO of AltaWorks, and that's a company in Fairhope that's done a very successful company. It's been around for about 25 years, and with his company, he's also involved and has actually started a nonprofit called Telecom for Vets. And they try to get vets, you know, they try to work them up and get them ready to get back into the private sector after serving. A lot of vets have trouble with that transition. So they try to work on that. We will all talk about this because he's also involved with the Last Out. That's the Last Out elegy of a Green Beret. It's going to be this Saturday. Let's talk about it for a while now. It's this Saturday, 7 p.m., Sanders Beach, Kareen Jones Resource Center, that's in Pensacola. And really, really look forward to that show. If you're a veteran, I think that it's a stage production written by Scott Mann, who's a former retired Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret.
Yeah, can't wait to talk with Mr. Ritchie later this hour. So where do you want to start? You want to talk MBS, the Crown Prince, or a little Epstein?
Well, let's start with MBS, and let's start with the, you know, I've talked about this for a while. I don't, and maybe the Biden administration was so limited in what they could do at all because he was so limited in his ability to even speak publicly. But I don't remember a president doing what Trump does, which is when he brings over a head of state or someone. Then it's certainly not in secret. And then he has an Oval Office meeting with all the reporters there and just kind of opens the floor up to whatever while the head of state is seated there. And sometimes you can see the amusement or sometimes bemusement on their face, like, hey, this is cool, or hey, this is uncomfortable. I'd rather not. So anyway.
And he's had so many heads of state in just this year.
Yeah, you know? Prime ministers, you know, from Canada, for instance?
I think it's a patented move of Trump's I think it does several things. First off, he gets to keep up his contentious relationship with some of the members of the press and use that to either make his guest appear to think he's on their side.
Yeah, which he definitely did yesterday.
At least some. Yeah. Or he's done it in the past where he's turned up the pressure on that
the
world leader, on the guest, while they're in that office, and starts to talk with them about things they would probably prefer were discussed behind closed doors.
Like with Putin, you might remember. No, I'm sorry, with Zelensky. Mm-hmm. That was a typical situation there where things got sideways and Trump didn't mind it at all. He's not uncomfortable by the uncomfortableness,
no.
basically.
No.
But he was offended by an ABC reporter yesterday. Let's play some of that.
Is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you? And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. Now, as far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
How about that?
Yeah, and it brings you back to thinking about that whole Khashoggi situation. And remember, he was a journalist, but there was also some theories that he was involved in possibly spycraft. I don't know how much of that has been kind of fleshed out. But what we do know is he went in to Saudi Arabia in one piece and came out in
several dozen,
yeah, in a trash bag. And it's interesting too. So Bob Woodward, who, you know, the well-known political investigative journalist, and people have many an opinion about him nowadays too, but he tweeted yesterday. He said, "I pressed Trump on MBS's role in the Khashoggi killing during a tape-recorded interview on January 22nd, 2020. He said, quote, this is Trump's quote, "I've gotten involved very much. I know everything about the whole situation." Woodward says, "So what happened, sir?" Trump says, "I saved his ass. That's what happened." Woodward says, "Saved whose ass?" Trump says, "MBS. They were coming down on him very strongly, but I was able to get Congress to leave him alone. I was able to get them to stop. You know, I'm very friendly with those guys." Woodward says, "Which guys? The Saudis?" And Trump says, "Congress. I'm very friendly with Congress." So Woodward posting that yesterday.
Huh.
And take it for what you will. I think he's probably Trump trying to use that as leverage. Yeah. Obviously, like so many things. "Hey, I've got this on you." And maybe that's part of the reason that they bumped up the alleged investments into the U.S. from $600 billion to $1 trillion.
He can smell leverage from a mile away. He can. I mean, he's an excellent businessman, obviously, and he's using the government that way. You can like it, you can hate it, whatever, the tariffs, I get it. But you can see that his business expertise is not a joke. He knows what he's doing, and he's able to. I mean, we've got deals we never imagined we would have in the United States. We'd like to see more of a fruition of that. Like, how does this really affect the American people? Because you try to buy a steak and it's $40. So, you know, we still have some things to iron out.
But, you know, so many of the main goals were bringing industry back to the United States. And we're seeing so many announcements, whether it's Toyota or Hyundai or big energy plants. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I agree. I mean,
it's going to take time for that to come to fruition, though.
That's right. These plants, all this, the development of a battery plant is going to take, you know, 3 years probably.
And remember when Biden made the trip and fist bumped MBS a few years back? I guess that was 2022. And my issues and so many Americans' issues with Saudi Arabia go further back, and the investigations into the 9/11 hijackers and the fact that so many or all of them, I think a majority of them were Saudi Arabian, at least. It may have been all of them, if I can't remember. But he was pressed on that yesterday,
so
too.
That's what Mary Bruce, I think she was the ABC correspondent, when she said what she said, among what she asked was for the prince to talk about 9/11 and the Saudi involvement, and he did eventually do that.
You know, we have to focus on reality based on CIA documents and based on a lot of documents that Osama bin Laden used Saudi people in that event for one main purpose, is to destroy this relation, to destroy the American-Saudi relation. That's the purpose of 9/11. So whoever buying that, that means they are helping Osama bin Laden's purpose of destroying this relation. He knows that strong relation between America and Saudi Arabia, it's bad for extremism, it's bad for terrorism. And we have to approve him wrong and to build our relation and continue developing our relation. It's critical in the safety of the world. It's critical against extremism and terrorism.
So there's his answer, that, that it was a calculated plan by bin Laden to involve Saudis, so the American relationships with Saudi Arabia would be severed. And so that's his that's the prince's story, and he's sticking to it.
Not implausible. I mean,
no,
you could picture some foreign terrorist network, and actually I think it's happened, not to the scale of 9/11, but to recruit Americans to perform terrorist acts. So you could see how that could happen. I don't know if what he's saying is true or not. I don't know who would know. I do know that it's really important that it's important for peace in the Middle East that the United States have maybe not pristine relations with every country over there, but are at least able to work with and negotiate with most of the countries in the Middle East. And Saudi Arabia, with all the money and all the power they have over there, even with their disagreements with Israel over the years, having both of them kind of on the, somewhat of the same page is important if you want to keep things somewhat civil. And the F-35s is a big part of this story, too. And selling F-35s to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You know, the Israelis don't want that. They want dominance in the skies, which they have F-35s. They have so much of our military equipment. And on the other hand, the Saudis have pretty warm relations with China and some of our other adversaries. And there's a worry that our military equipment, the secrets, the information would be used by some of our adversaries through Saudi Arabia. But it's part of the deal here. And I know the Saudis and MBS say they're going to invest a lot of money into the United States, whether it's for AI data centers or, you know, AI data centers or whatever it may be to help fund manufacturing, things of that note. He really rolled out the red carpet yesterday, though. There's no doubt
about
that. And I know many Americans are just uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, and the day before Veterans Day, having
the Syrian president,
of course, former terrorist himself, having him in the Oval Office, that kind of felt creepy or even worse to a lot of people. And it's interesting, you talk about, I saw this story about recruiting people to do their business so it looks a certain way. Poland says, well, the Polish prime minister said that security services have identified two suspects that they say are behind the attempted bombing of a freight train within NATO territory. And it was, so it's kind of like a Russian thing to do. Ukrainians.
Really?
Two Ukrainians are behind this. So again, they were doing Russians' deeds.
Like a false flag kind of thing, or they were working on behalf of Russia?
I think they were working on behalf of Russia, according to the Polish president who came out with that statement. So that's again, what you were talking about. It matters what nation people are from that are pulling off these terrorist attacks, because it makes a different kind of statement.
Yeah, it really does. Also, as far as Russia and Ukraine are concerned, you know, I've been talking about it all morning, but Zelensky heading to Turkey, along with Witkoff, the U.S. envoy, trying to restart these peace talks. Russia's saying they're not going to be involved at all, but I see some headlines this morning, and it looks like the U.S. is trying to set up kind of the same kind of peace plan for the parts of occupied Ukraine that we're seeing with the Gaza peace plan.
Okay.
And they're trying to have something ready to present for those occupied regions to kind of find a way to first ceasefire there between Russia and Ukraine,
right,
and then figure out a way to live with each other afterwards. I don't know how far that'll go or where the discussions this week will go.
But if it's Witkoff and it's Zelensky and there is no Russian representation at the table, would have you?
Well, I mean, there will be intermediaries there with the Turkish, right? Or
yes.
Whoever else are there. So you can leave a message.
Yeah.
Leave a message after the beep and Russia will get back to you. Maybe it'll be something like that.
Leave a message after the beep. That said, Turkey. It is Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings at 8:21. What else is going on, man?
We maybe talk a little bit of this Epstein thing, or we can bring it local. Katie Britt was talking about the bridge some.
Yeah.
And Mayor Spiro here recently talking about some other things he wants to do downtown, and one of the big things, maybe move the Metro Jail.
That seemed like a big operation to move. It's 821, Dan and Dalton.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The city of Mobile is taking steps to reduce the number of vacant buildings. The city council voted to require owners to report when a property goes vacant, allowing the city to maintain a registry of vacant properties. The new ordinance applies to buildings in the Hank Aaron Loop that have been vacant for more than 6 months. There are exemptions for property for sale or those being renovated. The rule change takes effect in 6 months. A Baldwin County man was arrested after he allegedly shot his neighbor. 65-year-old Herbert Kilgreese was arrested at his home on Dixon Road in the Crossroads community. Investigators say Kilgreese shot a friend at his friend's house with a shotgun. The man shot is expected to survive. Kilgreese told deputies that he was just trying to scare his friend. Mobile's new fire chief was appointed Tuesday. Chief Barry Glisson has been with the department for more than 20 years. He has served as the interim fire chief since July after Johnny Morris Jr. retired. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Chris Francis. If you need a tree removed, you can call me, but let's face it, there are a lot of tree guys capable of removing a tree. Some of them will even talk you into an unnecessary removal. We take a different approach, where we assess risk and let the clients decide what path to take with their trees. People say tree pruning is like a haircut, but that isn't true at all. Every pruning cut stays with a tree for life. Large or improper cuts would decay and weaken the tree. Trees don't heal, they seal. You don't want someone making unnecessary or substandard cuts on your tree. We have the experience, reputation, and credentials to prove it. We have 6 certified arborists on staff, and I'm a board-certified master arborist with a master's degree in arboriculture and urban forestry. You have a choice in who you call. If you are looking for industry-leading professionals, choose Chris Francis Tree Care for all your pruning and tree care needs. Chris Francis Tree Care, 251-4-TREE, 367-8733.
Clint here from Adventure Earth Bicycles, inviting you to shop for your next bicycle or e-bike at a locally owned bike shop. If you prefer the gifts you give and receive fully assembled by an experienced technician, Adventure Earth Bicycles is your destination. We stock over 70 e-bikes and 400 pedal bikes fully assembled and ready to roll under your Christmas tree. If your small and big kids are wanting to hit the trail or cruise the neighborhood, Adventure Earth has your next bike ready to roll. Stop in at the corner of Airport and Little Flower in Midtown. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside.
At Southern Cancer Center, we treat more than a diagnosis. We bring together advanced therapies, a multidisciplinary team, and one focus, you. Southern Cancer Center, how we treat you matters most.
Waterfowlers traditionally sit in blinds overlooking decoy spreads, waiting for ducks to come to them. Dove hunters usually pick a place at the edge of a field, hoping that the swift, agile birds would happen to fly over them. Like ducks, doves feel safer around their own kind and respond well to decoys. When doves feed, they gather in a circle so they can watch for predators in all directions. When hunting a tree line or a fence line, attach a few dove decoys to fence wire or branches. Add more in a circle on the ground at optimum shooting range to simulate feeding birds. Doves also need water and grit to help them digest seeds. Always fearful of predators, doves first land in a tree to look around for danger before dropping to the ground. Around a water hole, place a few decoys along the shoreline to simulate birds gritting and drinking. Attach a few more decoys on tree branches as lookouts. This is John Felsher with your Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
Preparing for retirement can sometimes be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Find out how to build your retirement on your terms. Tune in to Retirement Your Way, Sunday afternoons at 4, here on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Alden Credit Union, traffic center delays continue inside the George Wallace Tunnel. I-10 westbound right lane block off at the 28-mile marker near the end of the tunnel with a disabled 18-wheeler. It's got traffic back up past the Battleship Parkway exit. Pro 10 window tending at 220 Portside Boulevard in Mobile, the only shop in the Mobile area offering ceramic films exclusively, keeping your vehicle cooler. They also offer a no-fault lifetime warranty that covers even a small scratch. Pro 10 window tending, call 802-1234. And I'm King of the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
News, weather, traffic, and sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Hey, good day to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Have them come out and make that junk disappear, whether it's at your home or your business. Call them, schedule that appointment, which you can do online too, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Get your estimate from the crew there that Trey Bennett has assembled over the years, and they'll give you that estimate. It's all inclusive, so you know what you're going to pay. They don't hit you with surprise charges. They'll call or text 15 to 30 minutes before they arrive, and then the fun part, you point. And they remove. That's how easy it is. Point and watch your junk disappear. And they have, they've been working for well over 18 years here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. 1-800-GOT-JUNK has, and have left a lot of happy customers in their wake. And you could see that in their Google reviews when you search 1-800-GOT-JUNK Mobile. Steven here recently left a 5-star Google review. Fast professional service. The reps explained everything in detail. Did exactly what they said they would. We did a walkthrough after the job was complete. They addressed and resolved any issues immediately. They were very courteous. I absolutely recommend them after my experience. And if you use 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you will recommend them afterwards as well. So give them a call today. If you've got that junk problem you've been meaning to get rid of, you can call them. 1-800-GOT-JUNK is the number, or set your appointment up online there at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Dan and Dalton, text line 251-343-0106. Feel free to hit us up. Be listening for Ricky Ritchie and what he's got to say about how his company and nonprofit are trying to help out vets and are doing just that.
Yeah, so yesterday, City Council voted through the Henry Aaron Loop Ordinance for the vacant buildings. And part of what the mayor said afterwards, Spiro, was that potentially this could be a citywide thing before long. I thought this was interesting, too, though. Fox 10, and I saw this on our friend Typical Mobilians page on Facebook, who does a really good recap of things. Fox 10, I guess last week, had a pretty long interview with both the new mayor, Spiro Chergatis, and his wife, Lucy. And this was recorded back in October, but they talked about the Mobile County Metro Jail. And according to Typical Mobilians recap here, the mayor expressed how he wants to move the jail from the downtown Mobile riverfront. And he's discussed this in the past. He's mentioned it in the past.
Somebody else has, too. I forget who it was, but yes.
Quote, I look at the area where the jail sits. I think that jail needs to be moved. It's not going to be free. It's going to take a lot of negotiation to make sure we can do it and do it right. But, man, if we open that area for redevelopment, I think it's going to change the face of this city forever. And Typical Mobilia notes the jail is not managed by the city of Mobile, and it was recently and expensively expanded with other renovations. Its location is convenient for transporting prisoners to court, which some municipalities have apparently stopped doing if it's too long of a haul.
Too much of a drive, yeah.
Different people have wanted to move the jail for various reasons. Typical Mobilian writes, some simply hope to utilize the riverfront land for industry or some kind of recreational venture, which is clearly the mayor's wish. And if you look at it, in person, or if you pull up, you know, Google Maps or whatever, it's not just the jail there, but the industry that's sprouted up around the jail, which makes total sense. You have all these bail bondsmen places. Yeah. You have the sheriff's department right behind it. It's a good, I would say, 8 to 10 blocks, maybe more, of things that would change if the jail were to move. What could you see being there? And keep in mind, you have the tracks there. You have the train tracks and industry already kind of butted up against the river there. But could you put anything recreational? I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like an industrial spot all the way around. It's 8:30 with Dan and Dalton on Mobile Mornings.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia will be strengthening their military ties now that President Trump has formally designated the kingdom a major non-NATO ally. He announced the move while hosting the Saudi Crown Prince at the White House, the president also announcing a $1 trillion Saudi investment in the U.S. The Senate has given final congressional approval to a bill directing the Department of Justice to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein files. That Epstein bill now awaits the president's signature. Texas is appealing to the Supreme Court after a panel of three federal judges struck down a newly redrawn Republican-friendly congressional map. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been higher all morning long. They are in positive territory just ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment, and now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then clearing skies with highs around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog developing after midnight, lows around 60. Then tomorrow, morning fog, then becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
We are blessed with beautiful sunny days here on the Gulf Coast, but with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you and your vehicles with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. When your factory installed tint lets you down, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting makes a great gift. Call 802-1234, 802-1234, and follow us on Facebook. Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
You know, there's millions of people without the health insurance they need. I get it. You feel like it's too pricey, a headache to deal with. You deserve something better and better health. We're on a mission to get everyone high-quality, affordable health insurance. You have health insurance needs. We have plans with low out-of-pocket premiums, with in-network preventive care at no cost to you, and a network of local doctors and hospitals. So if you're still shopping for health insurance, go to ambetterhealth.com/enroll to get your free, no-obligation quote. That's ambetterhealth.com/enroll. For coverage to start January 1st, you must enroll by December 15th. Find the plan that's right for you right now. AmBetterHealth.com/enroll. AmBetterHealth, on a mission for better. AmBetterHealth is the brand name for health insurance products underwritten by subsidiaries of Centene Corporation. Go to AmBetterHealth.com to see offerings in your state. This is a solicitation for insurance.
For the PelkTire.com traffic center, I-10 westbound backed up from the George Wallace Tunnel with a disabled 18-wheeler in the right lane near the end of the tunnel. It's got traffic backed up on the Bayway past the causeway to the eastern shore. At Pelk Tire, their number one goal is to take care of you and your vehicle, whether it's oil changes, lube tune-ups, brakes, wheel alignments, or name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, here to help your neighbors with all their automotive needs with service you can count on at PelkTire.com. You know, I'm King to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
8:35. We're going to talk with Ricky Ritchie here in just a minute. Telecom for Vets as Veterans Month continues here at FM Talk 106.5. And talk about a company that loves and respects and even employs, if you can believe it or not, our veterans. Yep. McConnell Automotive, they are it. And Louie Ratt is there at McConnell. What's going on today, Louie?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got another truckload of GMC Yukons and Acadias yesterday. I mean, this is the first time I've seen all these Yukons and Yukon XLs on this lot that aren't sold. So if you're looking for one, especially an AT4, we got a couple of those. A lot of people are looking for those. Mm-hmm. We got a great selection of pre-owned certified over there in the used car side. You can check that stuff out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Check out that convertible Corvette we just traded in, and it's beautiful white, and anybody looking for one, we got one. Mm-hmm. We got plenty of three-quarter ton trucks use coming in. So, like I said, check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
And great financing, too.
That's right. We got 0% on half-ton brand-new pickup trucks, so don't forget that. And everybody's looking for 0%. We got it.
All right, Louis. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great Wednesday.
Hey, thank y'all. Come see us.
That's Louis Ratta. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Ricky Ritchie is the CEO of AltaWorks in Fairhope, Alabama. It is a it is a national company, though. They do business all over the place. And but Ricky takes his time to talk with us right now and talk a little bit about his nonprofit, which is telecom for vets. Ricky, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing today?
Doing great. So your business itself has been in happening. I guess you founded it back around 2003. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we've been at Fairhope since 2003, and now we've got customers all over the country. We've got customers in Canada, China, Mexico, I think even Sweden now. So,
wow.
So it's grown a lot in the 22 years we've been doing it here at Fairhope.
So, gentlemen, we had on a very impactful conversation that we had that our audience really seemed to like. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, you became a client of his, and that's where all this telecom came from. Can you kind of sort all that out for us? We've got plenty of time, so take your time.
Okay, yeah. So, I saw Scott at a convention in Houston, and I sort of started following it. And then I saw he was doing a storytelling class called On Every Room, and I was like, well, that's for me. I'll help my public speaking, and I'll get better at, you know, talking to people, even though I had a lot of experience at it. It was like, so what I realized, though, the storytelling class was really about a lot more. And I realized that the storytelling also related to how we talk to our customers. But really, it was about sharing your scars. And it's like, so my stories really didn't have any, you know, personal scars. It was all about really the successful things I'd done and not really some of the things that pushed me through life. And so I went to that class 3 times now so far. So, and Scott and I developed a really good relationship. But along the way, he did some personal executive coaching for me and helped me build a 3-year plan for transitioning out of my business if I ever sell it. And that's really where we came up with the idea for Telecom for Vets. He says, because one of my things on my 3-year plan was to start a nonprofit, and which I really didn't know how I wanted to do. I know I want to do something around vets. And he said, why don't you do what you know? Teach people how to sell. And so that's how Telecom for Vets got started. So now we're focused on workforce development. So we'll have veterans, if they want to get into sales, we'll teach them sales training. We have our own curriculum that we built. We also will do job placement because we know a lot of people in the industry. We've sold for AT&T for 20 years now. We're one of their top partners in the United States. And then, also if they want to start a telecom business, we have a platform that where we help people build recurring revenue and build telecom businesses using our tools and our products. So we'll do business mentorship as well.
What a great piece of advice. And sometimes the advice that's best is the simplest advice, right? Do what you know.
Absolutely.
And
do what you know, right?
Yeah, and to pass that along to our veterans. And so this is based here, right? Fairhope, the Telecom for Vets.
It's in Fairhope, that's correct.
And
yep.
We have such a large veteran community in our area, but are you working with veterans outside of this area too for this?
Yeah, our first client is two retired Apache helicopter pilots. One of them was from Texas. When he was at Fort Rucker, he married a girl from Dothan and went off to do Green Berets or helicopter stuff. And he lived in Colorado, and they retired or moved back to Dothan. And he saw what we were doing and called me and says, hey, we're trying to start a consumer wireless business. So what we'll do is we'll work with him on that, help him put the plan together. We'll defer some of the costs from our commercial business as a donation, you know, to Telecom for Vets to help him get that business started. So that was kind of interesting. Adam, his name's Adam Marr. Adam has written some books. He works with nonprofits himself. His brother was a Green Beret that had a traumatic brain injury. So really an interesting guy. But Adam Marr is our first client.
Interesting. So any veteran could reach out to you guys through the website, correct? So no matter where they are across the country, they could reach out and inquire about your services?
That's right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's how Adam got in touch with us. I think he saw some stuff we were doing on LinkedIn and then went to the website and sent us a message. And then I met with him in Pensacola, and my team's been working with him for the last month or so.
Wow.
That's, this sounds really, really great.
It really is.
Talking with Ricky Ritchie, AltaWorks CEO, and we're talking telecom for vets. And this is such a great idea. When you were talking with Lieutenant Colonel Mann about this, I'm sure he was relaying to you the difficulties that many veterans have when they try to return to the U.S. and civilian life. And the two of your minds kind of coming together for this. What did he say to you about veterans that come back and are looking for work that really pushed you into starting this?
Well, it was interesting. He knows a lot of general officers in that Tampa area that were actually in telecom. So that was part of it. He's introduced us to those folks. But transitioning veterans is really what he does from the standpoint, if you look at his nonprofit task force, Pineapple, it's really helping veterans get past the trauma they had in service by telling stories. And that really was the thing. It's like, why don't you help transitioning vets? So we're already working on getting engaged in some of the programs that the military has for helping transitioning vets get from the military into a career. So we'll be working with those people. Some of those general officers will help us get connected. Hopefully we'll get some of them on our board as well. So it's that to me makes the most sense, is the guy that's coming out, or even somebody that's already out, that says, hey, I've been struggling trying to find something to do but telecom. Because what I realized was, when I look back at my friends and even people that work for me, they got their training in telecom in the military. So the first guy that I hired as a contractor 22 years ago, a guy named Jim Boudreau out of Slidell, Louisiana, he learned telecom in the Air Force. And so Jim's been doing project stuff for us for 22 years now. So it really makes sense. I've got a reseller in Texas. Same thing with Steve. Steve was an Army guy in communications. So there's a lot of people in our industry that's where they came from. So I think there's a big opportunity there for help people that already have some skills that they want to put to work.
Yeah, the fact is, before you started trying to help the ex-military was already helping you. They were coming on the job and doing the job well.
Exactly.
Talk about Scott, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, who we had a conversation with, was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday, I guess, before Veterans Day. And, he himself is just trying to sort it all out. All that he's been through, all the men he's lost, all the devastation, the emotional devastation of it all. He's still recovering from that, basically, but he is so dedicated to trying to help others. It's remarkable. Talk about storytelling and why Scott holds that so high in terms of the things that you should learn how to do once you're out of the military.
Yeah, so for Scott, he did he ended up doing a play, right? He's a great guy, never acted, mm-hmm. never wrote a play, never wrote anything. And he wanted to get into storytelling, and I don't know how much he told you his story, but his story starts with him in a closet with a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells that story. And it took him a long time to get to the point where he told that story, but that's a way for people to heal, right? They can talk about their experiences and way through that. So, even in his organization, he has a doctor, they call him Doc Diego, but it's Diego Hernandez, who actually will be in town for the play, but and you'll meet him Friday at the workshop.
Great.
But Doc actually is at the storytelling classes, because a lot of people are telling some pretty traumatic stories and are still processing some of that information. So, but for Scott, it was a way for him to heal, writing the play, doing the storytelling workshops. But it's also with his nonprofit, his Task Force Pineapple, they go do storytelling classes to help people deal with trauma or, that type of stuff. And when you look at the commercial side of that, On Every Room, it's sort of a combination of both. There's a lot of business people there. They got, it's the company. First one I went to was a company out of Ohio that's teaching their people to storytell so they can do keynotes and talk to their employees at all hands meetings. So it's sort of a combination of, the commercial side of his business and then the nonprofit side. But it was a way for him to heal the trauma that he went through. So he tells a story about every time he does a keynote, he says the name to three or four of his guys, right? But there's 17 of them that he lost. that he had struggled with. He learned storytelling from a guy named Bo Eason, who was a former NFL defensive back that became an actor and fairly famous, but he teaches storytelling now, and that was one of Scott's original mentors. And Bo made him say those names, and it took him a long time to get to where he could say them all without, without having a lot of emotion.
Wow.
That's why we have Veterans Month, because there's a lot to unpack and to recognize. And
I noticed recently in some of the stuff I'm working with Scott on, it's like, these people never stop serving. Because I start looking at Scott, there's several other people I know that have nonprofits that are veterans. It's like, they didn't stop serving. They just changed the way they did it.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
Well said. And, Ricky, what I love about this, this career change for some, or just building on their skills already to launch a career in telecom, this isn't a dead end kind of job. If anything, it's growing with tech.
That's a great point.
Putting someone on track to be in something that they can do for an extended period of time. It's not like this will be just sunset, the telecom sales and IT.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And it's interesting because I left the food business, got in telecom, which is a normal track, right? But from the time I got at 98 here in Mobile working for an interconnect, a local interconnect company, which is somebody that sells telephone systems, right? To today, that went from selling business lines and hanging phone systems on the wall to cloud voice platforms. We do, the majority of our business now is, or 45% of our business now is mobility and IoT. And just, it's really a cool business to be in because it always changes. And you guys know that just from the way you guys do radio broadcasts. I think I was talking to you, Dan, about how we used to do point-to-point connections to towers, and now it's all, it's all in the cloud.
Yeah, I mean, the communications of it is, I like to say that we want to pretty much project the same way that I did 30 years ago, but the whole way to go about it is completely different than it was back then. And a lot of it is over my head anyway. Let's get to the play.
Before we get to the play, we have a lot of veterans that listen to us, Ricky, and if they're interested in Telecom for Vets and maybe taking part in that, is it the same place that we're going to talk about to go to get tickets for this play, telecomforvets.org? They can find out more information about that.
Right. So the play is under events. There's also a way to contact us on the telecomforvets.org, but there's also, if you go under events, you'll see the play, and you can get tickets there. If there's an organization out there, that has members that need to go to the play that can't afford the tickets, just give me a call and we'll make sure. We've got some extra tickets that were donated by some of our employees and vendors, so we've got, we can help people out there as well.
So Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, retired from the Green Beret, he wrote the play. He'd never been a playwright before. He talked about that with us very honestly. And he starred in the play. He will not be the lead actor at the production that's going to be in Pensacola on Saturday night, but nonetheless, you really, you think it's, and I'll be there for sure, you think it's a great opportunity to see this play and be moved by it.
Yeah, because Scott tells the story about the play. It's not autobiographical, but it definitely represents the stuff he went through. But the actors, all the actors now are veterans, and the lead in the play is actually a professional actor. So Scott says he's a way better actor than he is. And he says the neat thing about the play is it's evolved over time of these actors bringing in their own experiences, with being a veteran or a veteran spouse, in Gold Star families. So it's if you want to understand, and really what he told me the other day when I was talking to him about it, it's really a way for civilians to understand what veteran families go through, but it's also a way for veterans to kind of deal with the trauma that they've had as well.
I talked to a veteran this past weekend who was 73 years old, still sorting out his time in Vietnam. And I'm not.
That always amazes me.
It's amazing, and a very bright individual. You wouldn't necessarily know it. The scars are pretty well hidden, but they're there.
They're still there. Yeah.
They're there. Yeah. So the play again is Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret, November 22nd, 7 p.m. Sanders Beach, Corrine Jones Resource Center in Pensacola. Again, just go to Telecom for Vets, and you get your tickets there. Are we done with this fella right now?
I think Ricky's done a good enough job.
I think he's done a great job.
Really informative. Yeah, and again, for people that are interested in participating and using Telecom for Vets, the same place you can get those tickets, if you just go to telecomforvets.org, a whole lot more information about it on its own, too.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, see you Friday, Dan. Thanks.
851 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Jeff Poore on the way.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then clearing skies with highs around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog developing after midnight, lows around 60. Then tomorrow, morning fog, then becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm Scott Armstrong with Kimco Metal Buildings. If you want a sustainable and cost-effective solution for your building needs, we've got you covered. Kimco has been designing and constructing commercial-quality steel buildings since 1965. We will meet or exceed high wind load structural requirements and help with the building process from planning to completion. We're located in Daphne. Check out our website at kimcobuildings.com or call us at 626-0594. That's K-E-M.
This year, start your holiday shopping at Spring Hill Ace for the brands they really want. Download the easy-to-use Ace app and shop smart by saving on your purchases and earning Ace rewards. Where shopping is easy, you get good old-fashioned customer service and always the best brands in hardware, unique gifts, beautiful holiday decor, and entertaining must-haves. Even great ideas for wedding gifts. Spring Hill Ace, still your local, neighborhood, more than just a hardware store, place. On Spring Hill Avenue by Municipal Park.
Come by Mike Ward's today for Black Friday Cyber Monday specials going on now. Get free delivery up to 50 miles on any safe over 500 pounds. All Browning models have double rebates and special prices on Rhino Ironworks, Fort Knox Vaults, American Security, and America's number one selling safe, Liberty. Free delivery on all safes over 500 pounds for a limited time only. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where it's service after the sale. Look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt, and like us on Facebook.
Good morning from the PelkTire.com traffic center. I-10 westbound backed up from the George Wallace Tunnel with a disabled 18-wheeler in the right lane near the end of the tunnel. It's got traffic backed up on the Bayway past the causeway to the eastern shore. At Pelk Tire, their number one goal is to take care of you and your vehicle, whether it's oil changes, lube, tune-ups, brakes, wheel alignments, or name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, here to help your neighbors with all their automotive needs with service you can count on at PelkTire.com. You know, I'm King to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Morning from Dan and Dalton and Mobile Mornings with Jeff Poore here in a moment.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jeff Poore. I do want to, you know, quick PSA, and it's not like the CMAs need me to promo them, but if you love local bands like Muscadine Bloodline playing right now, I'm not sure. Maybe they'll be involved tonight. I hope they are.
Maybe.
Love Muscadine Bloodline. And they had a new album that just came out, I think, last week or the previous Friday. But Red Clay Strays are going to be featured a lot tonight in those CMA Awards. I think they're on ABC at 7 o'clock, maybe. Okay. But Bama taking over the country world. Oh, it's Riley Green and Ella Langley, who seem to have a pretty great connection there. Yeah. But it's just been awesome to see the meteoric rise of the Strays, and we'll get to continue to see that tonight. So if you're interested in something like that, I just want to let you know, check it out tonight on ABC.
Riley Green, really, really, really good dude.
It's a shame he's so ugly, too. You know?
He was a quarterback at UAB back in the day, and I saw this highlight where he got broken in half.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like on a little option play. Yeah, I'm not running that one again. Jeff Poore is with the Jeff Poore Show. He's with us right now on FM Talk 106.5 on Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Man, so much to discuss, Jeff, whether it's nationally with the Epstein stuff or the MBS visit yesterday. But even here in this state, we have a lot going on. The big one, it's not really a massive story, but this whole fight over PBS and Alabama Public TV and then Ivy stepping in, I believe Friday, and having her voice heard. And then yesterday, I guess they vote to keep that involvement with PBS. Can you kind of explain that whole thing?
So, this is kind of stems from the Trump administration wanting to cut some of that funding. And I think there was momentum in the state to follow suit. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about this because what had happened was once the Trump administration started cutting funding for public broadcasting, these public broadcasters were these guys who run, well, at least Alabama Public Television went and we really need more money from the legislature. Legislature said, no, we think if you're going to get money from us, you got to really change what you're doing. So they started talking about that. And the flirted with the idea of breaking away from PBS. Well, the discussions went on. And then, you're right, but what Governor Ivey did, she waited till the night before to kind of helicopter in and say, y'all shouldn't do this without studying it more. And I think the board here that was looking at doing this really, really, really was close to it, but she kind of gave them license on the last day to extend this indefinitely.
I imagine Ivy probably likes watching Antiques Roadshow a lot. Maybe that played a role in this or something. I don't know. But.
So where we're at right now is she extended things. She gave them a survey of the people, of the citizens of the state, right?
Yeah, I'll be like, come on. She gave them license to punt, essentially.
Yeah.
She's talking about a survey, but I mean, you could have done your Blue Ribbon Commission a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But this is gonna go on till the end of her term, and this is all this is she waited to the last possible second to do it.
Right. Big Bird remains on your TVs in the state of Alabama.
Big Bird's a squatter. Bradley J on today in hour number one with Breitbart. He has tons of national issues to discuss, I'm sure. Joey Clark with News Talk 93.1. And then former state senator Dick Brubaker, who's a regular on your show. We were talking with Quinn yesterday about no one jumping in as a Republican to run against Shamari Figures. Is there any thought of Brubaker getting back in the race, or what are you hearing on that?
No, I think he's still got a bitter taste in his mouth from the Dobson last cycle. Yeah.
All righty. Well, he's a good guest.
Yeah, I need him as a guest. Yeah, so I mean,
the state's political loss is your radio gain. And we'll look forward to the show, Jeff. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Jeff Poor on the way. Mobile Mornings will be back tomorrow at 6. Reminder, former Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson on at 1 o'clock, midday Mobile Today with Sean Sullivan.